Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, our Lord says, "Go first and be reconciled with your brother." Conversion and reconciliation are two sides of the same coin. Personal conversion is the necessary path to authentic harmony between individuals. St. John Paul II, in his apostolic exhortation, Reconciliatio et Penitentia, explains this very well. There he says that there exists a mysterious and intangible, yet concrete and real human solidarity, a certain human solidarity through which each individual's sin in some way affects others. And likewise, each individual's virtue in some way affects others. So there is this mysterious bond marked by what St. John Paul II calls the law of ascent and the law of descent. The law of ascent, he says, is whereby a soul who sincerely strives for sanctity lifts up in some way and builds up in some way the church and the whole human family. The law of ascent. But there is also the law of descent, whereby a soul lowers itself by sinning and in some way drags down with itself the church and the world. So with this mysterious human solidarity and with the law of ascent and descent, we understand that our actions, our lives, have a certain invisible domino effect. Sin works that way. Grace works that way. And this explains why a Saint Therese, a nun hidden in a monastery, was capable of touching so many lives. This explains as well why the little children of Fatima, whose lives were apparently, and according to the standards of the world, were very insignificant, how they were capable of touching so many lives. And if this is the case, then there is no reason why our lives, which apparently seem insignificant according to the standards of the world, there is no reason why our lives cannot have the same supernatural value and efficacy. So during the season of Lent, let us keep our eyes fixed on the mystery of Golgotha, the mystery of the cross, for we know that both conversion and reconciliation are ultimately fruits of the redemptive act of Christ and the co-redemptive act of Our Lady. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.